Here's an encore listen to a conversation about a South Park hike upcoming March 11th at 11 a.m. Duffel bags from Jesse Brown's are great for people packing up to go somewhere, but also for those that are staying close to home. How's that? Sizes from 40, 55, 70, and 100 liters from makers like Patagonia are all on hand at Jesse Brown's. Check us out at jessebrowns.com for that duffel, the black hole duffel, whether it be going on an airplane or being a modern-day footlocker for students, campers, and dorm rooms. Pick a size and color, all at jessebrowns.com. We've got a cool conversation upcoming. If you grew up in Charlotte or the Charlotte area, stay tuned because this will be exciting. The South Park area, of course, is the home to our sponsor, Jesse Brown's. It is the second largest business district in Charlotte behind Uptown. At the turn of the century, it was part of a 3,000-acre farm owned by former North Carolina Governor Cameron Morrison. Since then, it's become a shopping and entertainment destination, office and residential area, and the home of the 2-million-square-foot South Park Mall, which Jesse Brown's is right across the street from, of course, your local outdoor outfitter, where the outdoors is always in fashion. Many of us know this area from the stores, from the office, from the restaurants, or from that mall. But how many of us know about it from foot? We have two upcoming hikes that are going to start at Jesse Brown's. These hikes, or let me back up and call them walks, maybe a walk in the park, will encompass the 3.2-mile footpath called The Loop. This loop exists, and parts of it are still proposed, being built, going to be built, circumnavigate the South Park Municipal District. Our friend that's about to come on here is our hike guide. He's a resident of the South Park District and a board member of the South Park Area Neighborhood Association. He's been a guest on the program before as one of the founders of the popular urban hike that's held here in Charlotte each year, Drew Thrasher. He joins us now. Drew, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here again with you, and always excited to talk about hiking, so thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Well, listen, the listeners out there who do not know, many do know your talent of hiking, but more importantly, pointing out significant places, points of interest, all of that, a bit of history, will enjoy this conversation, and hopefully along the way, they'll be teased up enough to come to either the February 13th hike or the March 11th hike that you are helping lead. And Drew, of course, South Park is so well known, not just in the Charlotte area, but as a shopping district, as a business district between Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia. It's one of the most prominent, but we know it mostly by automobile. We're talking about seeing this South Park area by foot. And of course, you, as one of the founders of the Urban Hike, have helped lead this charge of promoting walks in the areas that we live. But talk to us about this particular area that we live. Drew, what was, not that you were there, but what do you conceptually think South Park was like, let's say, 100 years ago?
Wow, 100 years ago. Very rural. Downtown Charlotte was just a tiny little speck on the map, you know, far away to the north. And so, very rural area here. You mentioned Governor Morrison's farm, but lots of dairy farms in the area, a lot of cotton fields in the area. And we'll talk a lot about that history on the walks, but, the Black family had several dairy farms kind of around the southern part of the South Park area. And a lot of history wrapped up there. But, yeah, nothing like we see today with the commercial development that we have around South Park.
Well, that's the beauty of this these two particular hikes. Of course, when you say South Park, let me be clear, many people think exactly of that 2 million square foot mall, the South Park Mall, because it is the prominent center point. But when we're using the term South Park. We are talking about that part of town, that municipal district, and this 3.2 mile hike kind of circumnavigates it to an extent. You mentioned, now this is the part that's fun. You mentioned the T.F. Black family and home site. We're going to go right beside where that particular home site was. What's a point of interest about the Black home site?
Yeah, so the Blacks, Thomas Black, they ran the Springside Dairy that was right there back in those olden days, up until the middle of the 20th century or so. And it was a big part of the area was the milk and things that came from Springside Dairy. And so many people drive by a little historical marker there every day and don't even realize it's there. So, you know, that's something we'll point out. And the Blacks had many dairy farms across the Charlotte area. Thomas's brother, Joseph Black, had White Oak Dairy, which was just a little bit to the south along Park South Drive. So a lot of Black family history there in the dairy business, not only in South Park, but across Charlotte. So we'll touch on that a little bit. And just, you know, just a great example of you know, how we're going to learn about the things that were there before the South Park that we know today existed, and helping build that sense of place for people and helping people understand what was there before our current South Park. So
and Drew,
to share some of these nuggets with folks.
Drew, as we're walking that portion, just for people in, and I'm not going to show my age, in more recent modern times, we're going to be walking kind of behind. We're not going to be on the roadway of Fairview necessarily at this point, but there was, for many people, they may remember the Eastern Airlines call center that was right there on Fairview at Barkley Downs. Is that part, one of the items, yep, that you'll kind of point out where it used to be, and now there's a great big building there?
Absolutely, yeah. That was one of the first kind of major employers in the South Park area, and you know, early in the airline days, you know, computers and call centers became a big part of their business, and so that was a big business that came in there. We'll talk about where that was. Obviously, the Celanese offices were big in South Park, and we'll kind of walk by where those were located, and so kind of talk about some of those major employers that, you know, helped South Park convert from being a farming area into a kind of a suburban, you know, office area, and we see that growth continuing today. But those were some of the first folks to kind of plant their stake in the South Park commercial zone. So we'll talk about that history as well, and walk by some of their buildings, some of which are still around and some of which have been replaced in the last 50 years.
Well, and we did have a tragedy that happened in the South Park area, in Charlotte and in the country, which was a year ago with a fire that happened. Drew, the hike that we're going to do, the walk in the park, is going to go right past where that occurred. So we'll, I guess, see where that happened, and maybe the rebuild and demo that's happening where that tragedy happened. And that's really close to a community called the Barclay. Am I right on that?
That's right. Yep, we'll walk right there, and that's the routing of the loop that you mentioned earlier that goes around South Park. It'll be kind of the southwestern corner of the loop, so to speak, right there. And so, yep, we'll get to see up close and personal that tragic site, and you'll see where they've already started the rebuild. Definitely a prominent spot there. And the Barclay was one of the first to kind of start the new wave of residential buildings in the commercial core of South Park. We've seen a lot since then. And so you get a chance to see their amazing building up close and personal there as part of the walk.
Now, Drew, part of the loop, well, not part of, the loop's purpose is being able to provide mobility, not only by foot, like we're going to be the walk in the park, but also by bicycle and maybe some other forms of transportation. Part of that connectivity is connection away from South Park. And last time I checked this on the Carolina Outdoors, however people are listening to the Carolina Outdoors, whether it be via the airwaves of WBT radio early on a Saturday morning, or maybe they're tuning in via the podcast, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. The last time you were on, and they can go back, just type in Drew Thrasher and your name will pop up under the podcast. Yes, it will. You were on talking about the opening of the Backlot Trail. And you're going to point out on our walk in the park on February 13th or March 11th, the connection to Park Road Park and the Greenway system and how the loop connects to that. Did I say that right?
Absolutely. I'll probably say the word connections about 100 times on our hike. But that's right. We'll go right to the connection to the new Backlot Trail, which you can get from South Park, jump on that trail, jump on the Cross Charlotte Trail, and you can get from South Carolina all the way to Uptown and beyond. So it is an amazing connection spot there. We'll also point out a future connection that's coming within the next year as the Briar Creek Greenway gets completed. The county's building right now. You might have seen all the construction and the bulldozers if you've driven up or down Park Road, as that Briar Creek Greenway is going to snake up into Barkley Downs and then connect you up to the loop kind of at the northwestern corner where Barkley Downs comes in at Symphony Park. So we're going to call out those two important connection spots and, just a great amenity for people in South Park to be able to easily get over to those greenways and the full system of greenways that they connect to. So,
oh, it's amazing.
Very exciting part.
You can almost be anywhere in Charlotte via a bicycle through that connection. I mean, you can go all the way down to Riverwalk and beyond in South Carolina, and you can go all the way to Uptown and beyond, the other way. So that it's exciting to have that. We're all going to be able to see this on foot. Drew, I have to fast forward a little bit because I can't go through everything that you're going to point out as far as significance, points of interest. Right. You mentioned Symphony Park, which is really cool. But here's a cool thing. And, of course, Governor Morrison's farm in the home is Moorcroft, of course. But tell us about the St. Lloyd Presbyterian Cemetery, because we're going to walk right by it on this 3-mile hike. And again, 3 miles, or maybe it's a little bit more than 3 miles, but it's an easy hike. All you need is comfortable footwear and maybe a water bottle. That's all you need, because it's mainly sidewalks and parking lots and that sort of thing as we progress. But Drew, St. Lloyd's Presbyterian Cemetery.
Sure. So yes, this is one of the 20 plus points of interest that we'll be talking about on the walk. But St. Lloyd's Presbyterian was a congregation that spun out of Sharon Presbyterian Church after the Civil War. And it was a group of emancipated slaves that were at Sharon Pres that created their own congregation there at St. Lloyd's in 1868. And so, as many churches do, they had their cemetery right behind their church there. And unfortunately, the church was burned, and then the congregation ended up moving the congregation over towards the Greer Heights area. But the cemetery remained, obviously. And so as the development was occurring, the cemetery was identified, and there's a historical marker that's been placed there. And I know there's some plans in the works to, improve the area and add some additional recognition there. In that area. So a lot of history wrapped up there from that congregation. And we'll talk a little bit about, another African-American congregation that spun out of Sharon Pres that we learned about as we were doing some of the research for this. So lots of great history there that I look forward to sharing with folks.
That is why he is the lead guide of the walk in the park. You all are invited March 11th. There'll be members from SPAN who are there. Of course, Drew Thrasher, a board member from SPAN, as well as the South Park Community Partners. People like that will be on hand to see South Park, not only from the window of the car like many of us do, but also from the ground level as we are walking on foot and being able to appreciate this beautiful, really beautiful part of town, not just the big business district that it is, but it's also really laid out nicely. again, Drew, a lot of historic places that have gone by. I'm going to mention one because people of lore here. Billy Graham is one. Former Mayor Richard Venroot is another. And many others went to the Sharon School. Tell us where the Sharon School was in South Park, and are we going to get a chance to see it?
We will. We'll talk about Sharon School a couple of times. So we'll walk really close to the current location of Sharon Elementary School, but that is in the Foxcroft neighborhood, and it was moved there in 1972. But we're also going to walk right by the original location of the original Sharon School, right off Sharon Road, and we'll talk about the folks that went through and walked those halls of that original school and the history behind that. So important part of the Sharon Township community was that school building there, and it even started well before that over on the grounds of Sharon Prez. So lots of history wrapped up in Sharon School, and we'll be right there where it all happened.
And Drew, you have done, as I mentioned before, a lot of homework, but I'm going to post up some of these points of interest on the show notes, the liner notes for the Carolina Outdoors, so people can kind of see what they're going to get to see on foot as we walk the South Park area. And I guess, Drew, I said we need comfortable footwear, that's all, maybe some water. We're doing this kind of an extended lunch period, so we're going to meet at Jesse Brown's at 11 a.m. We should be completed before 1 p.m., so we're just going to call it an extended lunch and enjoy this walk of this community. Drew, do you have any prognostications for how the loop is going to be developed continually, because right now part of it is already built, these 14-foot sidewalks, if you will, give or take a little bit, with directional signs on where you're going. Some of that is already built and we will be on it. Other parts are proposed. They're not quite defined yet. Do you have an update on how that looks for us?
Sure. So yeah, we're going to be able to put our feet on the actual loop segments that have been built, and you'll be able to experience what does that feel like and compare that to a normal sidewalk that you're used to, and see how different that is when you have that extra space for bikes and people walking in both directions, and you'll be able to compare and contrast that. So we'll be able to see that firsthand. Other parts, you'll be able to see where the loop is going to be routed eventually, and you'll see some that are under construction today. So we'll kind of see that whole gamut, and hopefully by kind of walking the actual route, you'll be able to visualize what that will look like as it's completed. And so as each piece of property in South Park is rezoned and redeveloped, we have the South Park community partners that are working every day with the commercial community there to make sure that we're doing everything we can to continue building out that loop. So we have that full multimodal path all the way around South Park. And I think on foot is the best way to see that vision and how that's going to work. It'll be an ongoing project, but the key point is we can walk the loop today, right? We don't have to wait for it to be all built out to its full extent. We can walk the route today and understand how to connect between these places. And then as the loop proper is built out, we'll be able to enjoy that as well. But yeah, we'll get into much more detail on the walk, and it's going to be perfect weather on both days, Bill. I'm thankful you selected February and March and not July and August for this. So it's going to be great weather days out there, and yeah, just comfortable shoes. And I'm a guy that likes to hike with a hiking stick, so I'll probably have a walking stick if you want to bring that along. That'll be fine too.
You are the epitome of a hike guide, because you'll have your hike guide hat on, you'll have your trekking poles, your hiking boots, and you'll have the voice of knowledge and authority as you share all of this. As we start at Jesse Brown's, kind of walk back through the parking lots towards Park South, beyond the Barclay, we'll see where the back lot is. Then we'll cross the other way, go through the Piedmont Town Center, circle back around Symphony Park, kind of that way to Sharon Road, cross it to the library in Cameron Valley, which is a beautiful tree-lined road there in the South Park area as we walk down Cameron Valley to Phillips Place. Many of us know that shopping area. We'll bebop along and come essentially to where Sharon Towers is, be able to cross that street and see where many of these places are now and what was there before as we cross that street and end up our hike over at Jesse Brown's the Full Circle. And Drew Thrasher, we're glad that you are willing to do it with that hat, with that stick, with those hiking boots, and with that voice of knowledge and authority. We hope that everybody else will join in with us.
March 11th.
At 11 a.m. at Jesse Brown's, we're going to meet. And just because there's no excuses, if you can't do that one, March 11th, the same. Drew Thrasher, thank you much for jumping on. Oh, before you leave, though, any updates? Or are you prepared to update us about this year's 2024 Urban Hike?
Nothing official yet. The plans are still getting finalized, but we're very close to rolling that out. And so rest assured, once we have all the final details, Bill, we'll get that to you so you can get that out to your listeners and out on jessebrowns.com. So coming very soon, but looking like sometime in April. So,
okay.
Stay tuned for that, and we're excited about that. Again, I'll leave you, Bill, and just say I'm not the expert on the South Park stuff. I've lived here about 20 years, and in those 20 years, I've learned a lot, and I'm happy to share it. But the thing I love about getting out on the trail is the trail magic of things that happen on the trail. So if anybody's on the trip that has more experience than I do in this area and they have nuggets of wisdom to share, that'd be great. So come on out and join us, and we can all learn from each other.
Hey, Drew, I really like that tease you did. That's what we call it here in radio. Coming on a date in April, the Urban Hike 2024. Stay tuned for more. We'll get you back on and find out when it is. Thanks for being on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to take a quick break, come back on the other side, and wrap this thing up. This was an encore conversation with Drew Thrasher about the South Park Hike happening March 11th at 11 a.m. at Jesse Brown's.